Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the October 5th edition of the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. I am honored to get to speak to you each day about the things that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us, through us, and in us. We've been journeying through 1 Corinthians now for quite a while. We're in the 10th chapter. I want to make a special request today. I have come to the knowledge, I've come to the conclusion, particularly over the last couple of years, that it's best to be as completely honest with my audience as I can about what's going on in my spirit and what's going on in my mind and my heart. And I come to you today with an unusual podcast from my point of view. Unusual in that I use the DDP as a way to take you deeper into the text or show you the things that are on my heart about the text. Try to introduce you to the lovely Jesus. He's not hard to introduce people to. But every now and then, you know, stuff comes up and life sort of interferes. And I just got back, as I'm recording this, which is not quite a week in advance of its recording because I've gotten a little behind, but as I'm recording this, I've just returned from a weekend worth of meetings in Decatur, Alabama. It was a spectacular weekend, and I can say with 100% honesty that I don't know that I have had the Holy Spirit speak so much fresh, relevant stuff to me and through me in a weekend set of sermons and Q&As as I did this weekend. And that was beyond exciting. The stuff that came out of the meetings in Alabama will be airing. They're several weeks away because we're just now starting to air the stuff from Mobile tomorrow. Faith is a Call to Adventure. And that's the Call to Adventure is the first sermon that airs. And then we'll air another one, and then we air one from Flowery Branch, and then we get into the Decatur, Alabama stuff. So it's about 4 weeks away. But it was spectacular. My wife and daughter got to drive over and be with me for two services out of three. Tremendous. I got to take my friends Obe and Amber Brown. They did music two of the three services. Just an amazing thing. And then I'm home. We've got the Tuesday meeting. My dad comes into town for a couple days this week. All exciting stuff. In the middle of all of that, here we are approaching the time of year that those of us in the nonprofit world who have filed extensions in the spring have to file the annual year-end stuff. And then my personal taxes, which I get extended in the spring, are always due in the fall. So sort of almost like end of fiscal year kind of stuff starts hitting. And I got a call from our CPA here in Georgia, who we have been with now since just the last few months. We arrived in Georgia last August, and we got our CPA this year. And come to find out that we have had some mistakes in our filings while we were in California. And I don't know anything about it. And so I was allowing our bookkeeper to do the filings. I'm not sure we were ever really on the same page about what we were and what we did. And anyhow, thinking we had resolved all of that, I got a call that said, no, you haven't resolved it. In fact, it might be worse than you thought. I don't know what that number is. I'm not even positive yet what all is coming. I do know we're facing the end of the year. We had the thought that we had put enough aside because we try to be responsible with that and ready to go. And then this was sort of a flooring, just like smack you call that come in today. Like, we've got to sit down next week and figure it all out. So we're running up against the wire. And it was time to do podcasts today. And I told the Lord, I'm not in the mood to do a podcast. I don't want to sit down and mine out some sort of truth from the Word. I want to sit here and whine a little bit because there's some big payday coming and we're going to have to shell it out, and I don't know if we've got it, and even if we've got it, that'll empty us out. And, you know, I'm giving the Lord my stuff like he hadn't heard it before. And so I stopped, And I prayed, and I've just been talking to the Lord to say, well, I don't have the spunk, the fire to jump into the Word. And I know you don't have to feel it, okay? You don't. You don't have to feel it to open the Bible and pull things out. The Word works, whether you work or not. And so it wasn't that. It wasn't like you got, well, you got to be emotionally attached to it, because I don't think so. But you do need to be able to focus a little bit, and I wasn't able to do that. And the two things that I felt like the longer I sat and meditated on it dropped in my spirit. One of them is, a few weeks ago, or the last week or so, we got to the end of the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And Paul said, don't you know that those who run in a race run, but only one receives the prize, so run in a way that you may obtain it. And I told you, live intentionally. Live intentionally in that you're not just fighting willy-nilly. And the Holy Spirit said to me, have you been intentional in this? And so I started looking back over the last few years at the way bookkeeping was done and filing was done. I said, well, I was intentional as I knew how to be. And so there you go. In the areas where now you know you should have been more intentional, can you fix that? Answer is yes. So that was the first thing. It's like, will you be intentional when you run the race? Run as if it matters. Don't just beat the air. So once I sort of, okay, Lord, yes, we've been intentional. Secondly, do you think your audience trusts you? Do you think they trust you and that they love you and they want to see the best for you? And my answer to that is I think so, because that's the way I feel about them. And so I'm just doing what the Holy Spirit told me to do. I don't know what the number is. I probably will know within a week or two. And maybe a miracle is that it's not any bigger than what we have. And maybe we have to come to our audience, our Facebook audience, or, and I've never done this next one, our YouTube audience, and give that number and ask for help. But the first place that I felt that I could start was with you, the Deeper Daily Podcast audience. And this is all I'll say, and I'll close this podcast, and I apologize in advance that it was not the kind of podcast where you get to go deeper into the Word, and I'm sorry for that, because that's my passion, but I want to be honest with you. And I didn't feel that I could go deeper today with that on my mind. So I ask you that if you can help, I don't know what we need, but if the Holy Spirit leads you, would you do so? Visit our website, paulwhiteministries.com. You can donate through our website. So many of you already do, and it's for that reason that I am sorry to even ask. Some don't. Some can't. Listen, I get it. We're going to be right back here tomorrow with the podcast, and by grace, I'm going to be pumped and excited and in the 10th chapter. But for today, and I hope I haven't depressed you, would you ask the Lord if you should help and how much? And if you get nothing, that's fine. Either way, ask the Lord to help me to be intentional. I know we've got everything in the right people's hands now. We prayed in the person that we're using now, and I'm 100% confident that we're going to be good going forward. It's just taking care of that past. And that the Holy Spirit knows how to do. He is great at taking care of our past. Thank you. Have a great day. God bless you. We love you.